With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. Last summer, we brought you a story about a streaming service called Sonic Coast that features music from artists from Michigan alongside hits from A-list stars. Now, creator Brian Maloney has started another streaming platform. For Inside the Arts this week, I talked with Maloney about Sonic Detroit, where listeners can tune in for music that rocked the Motor City in the 1970s. Detroit's rock and roll radio culture of the 1970s has been a constant fascination for Brian Maloney.
In the 70s, there were four rock radio stations in Detroit, which was really unheard of, and they all did really well. So the appetite in the 70s for rock and roll was absolutely huge.
Maloney has a track record in the music streaming business, having started Sonic Coast in 2023. The app features Michigan-based roots and Americana acts alongside superstars like Bob Dylan. The Michigan Music Awards recently named the platform Indie Station of the Year, and the Americana Music Association started monitoring its playlists for inclusion in its charts. Now, Maloney has started another app called Sonic Detroit that features classic rock hits.
Sonic Detroit.
Before we go any further, do you love me?
When rock and roll was...
Will you love me forever?
Dangerous.
Maloney says the playlists at other classic rock stations have been tightened down to about 400 songs, abandoning deeper album tracks people still love to hear. Sonic Detroit has about 1,500 entries in its catalog. And the music isn't just from Detroit acts like Bob Seger or Ted Nugent. Lots of great bands not from Detroit loved the Motor City.
Jay Giles Band, huge. Kiss, huge. Journey came to Detroit to record a double live album. Yes, recorded parts of their album in Detroit. So it really is a celebration of the city as a whole and what was happening in that music scene at the time.
Maloney says the way the city embraced those acts meant they got much more airplay in Detroit than in other parts of the country.
So we focus on those tracks too, like the King Bees, a band that was short-lived but had great airplay and success in Detroit. The Kings had a song called Switching to Glide that did really well in Detroit, and those are the gems.
Switching to Glide.
The Sonic set list is a noontime feature on weekdays. Maloney sifts through the history books to find memorable Detroit concerts and plays a few songs to mark their anniversaries.
I pick a show that happened on the exact day and kind of recreate a set list, talk about the artist, talk about the album that they were touring in support of at the time.
For example, the Sonic set list on Friday will look back at a George Thorogood show on April 24, 1979 at Center Stage in Canton. Sonic Detroit launched at the beginning of March and already has more than 1,000 downloads. The slogan on the app's website seems to really know their target audience. Because you once, or twice, walked into Pine Knob with a keg. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.